which we can decide, which we don't always admit. We can decide how we will describe any moment to ourselves. We may not be able to control our circumstance, but we can control how we think about our circumstance. When bad things happen, we can immediately say, "This is terrible. Why is this happening to me? It's a bad day. What did I do? I'm praying and seeking God. What happened here?" We can say all those things to ourselves. But we can acknowledge this is a bad thing, but I will get through it. I will learn and be stronger. The growth and strength with rejoicing over it, even while it hurts. Did you hear me? We got to declare. God said we got to declare and decree a thing. So that means everything you say, you got to make a declaration. I am going to get through this problem. It's not going to defeat me. I'm going to learn a lesson from this problem. If we go into problems and situations with that mindset, okay, God, this don't look good, and it definitely don't feel good, but with your help and guidance, I'm going to come through this better than when I went in. I'm going to learn the lesson. I'm going to become stronger, amen, so that I can fight against the wiles of the enemy, amen? All those things come to mind. Why would God want us to respond to bad things this way? Here's the key, people. James began with a challenging command for Christians. We are to classify hard things in our life as joyful because these ordeals help us develop a deeper trust in God. Amen. You know, when the track star is on the track running, he started running track. It's not easy, but he keep going because he have a goal at the end to win the gold medal or whatever. But the more he run, the stronger he becomes. The more he keep his mind focused on the goal of what he's trying to win, the more his vision clears. Amen. It's the same thing with us in the Word of God. The more we read the Word, the more we think about the Word, the more we pray in the Word and pray the Word, the stronger we become. And the enemy cannot defeat us with little trivial things. Amen? And it advances us to the next level because God, see, I can trust you with more because you know how to respond to every situation. That is so important. How we respond. You know, I thought about that. How we talk to people, how we answer people, it dictates how far we are going to go with God. You know, you can go as far as you want. I want to go all the way to the prize. So therefore, I'm learning not to always have a word to talk back. If I'm not saying nothing nice, I'm learning how to close my mouth. If I can't give you a positive word, I don't need to say nothing because it's so easy and we do it so quickly to say negative things. But the Word of God will clean that up for you so you'll be able to respond in a positive way. Amen. It helps us to develop a deeper trust in God. Christians who trust God also seek wisdom from Him, not from the world or ungodly sources. Let me read that again. Christians who trust God also seek wisdom from Him, not from the world or ungodly sources. Because trust me, the world is full of worldly things and ungodly wisdom. And it will mess you up. It will throw you, like my brother say, completely off your horse. And you'll be wondering what in the world happened. Amen. We continue to trust even through difficult experiences. In part to receive the crown of life that's promised to those who don't stop. In other words, don't give up. Keep moving. People who trust God don't blame Him for their desire to sin. Amen? We all have a desire to sin, but the Word of God will push all that out. If you continue to read the Word, it'll reinforce God's Word in your life. Amen? They give Him credit for all that is good in their lives, and they look into His Word and they act on what they see there. So therefore, you need to know what the Word of God says. I'm going to read this statement again. We appreciate all the good that God gives us in our life. We give him credit for that when everything is going good and we up on the road walking. We praise God then. But when it comes to being in the mud, very few of us want to say praise the Lord or hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, become an obsolete word. We don't want to thank God for our trials. We don't want to thank him for our tribulations. We want to blame him and try to figure out what we did wrong. A lot of times we ain't did nothing. God just trying to provoke you to the next level. Amen. So close your mouth. When you look into his word, did you hear what I say? Look into the word. They act on what they see there. So if you're looking into the word, you're going to react to what God is saying about you. Amen. Everybody be blessed. Read your word. Become a good soldier, enduring hardness like a good soldier. We don't want no weak soldiers on the battle line. We want some strong soldiers. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Our Minister Reed, let us pray. Father God, we come to you right now with a heart of repentance, asking you for forgiveness. Forgive us for our sin. Block out our transgressions and wash away our iniquities. Heavenly Father, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you today. Even in our weakness, we are made strong because you have the opportunity to show your strength through us in the name of Jesus. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You are my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? We thank you today, God, that you did not give us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. We thank you for love. We thank you for power. And we thank you for a sound mind. You are the strength of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid of? In the name of Jesus. You are our strength and our shield, O Lord. You are our saving strength. When we walk in you, we walk in strength. Your grace is all we need. And we thank you today that your grace is sufficient in the name of Jesus. Your wonderful strength is made perfect in our weakness. When I'm weak, God, help us to remember to proclaim you are strong in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we are strong in the power of your might. Thank you for being there always to stand with us. You are always ready to strengthen us. You have granted us, according to the riches of your glory, strength in our inner man by the might of your spirit. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We receive strength now. Help us in our pacific weakness. Without you, we can do nothing, but through you, we can do all things. Thank you, Lord, for the strength that you have given us. We have been strengthened with all might according to your glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. We thank you today that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Father God, let our cup overflow with joy this morning. Let our cups run over in the name of Jesus because of the strength that you have imparted to us, God. Lord, we thank you and we depend totally on you. You are the vine and we are the branches. We are nothing and we cannot do nothing without you. In the name of Jesus, you are the grace of all. You are the God of all grace, Father. And you have called us into your eternal glory. We can be confident in suffering because we know you are at work in our life. We thank you today, God. You told us that everything worked together for our good according to the purpose. Father God, we thank you, God, that you are at work in our life to make us perfect and to establish, strengthen, and settle us. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You are strong, and we have the victory in every area of weakness in our life. Lord, you have done marvelous things for us. Your right hand and your holy arm have delivered us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that we are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You are strengthening us according to your word. In the name of Jesus, you are making our feet like hinds' feet so that we will be able to walk up on the high places. In the name of Jesus, we rejoice in you, Lord, and we joy in you, for you are our salvation and our strength. We thank you today that you are. The Lord is our salvation and strength. We thank you today, God. We thank you today, God. We just give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you today, God, that we are wearing the whole armor of God, and nothing can penetrate the strong armor of God. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the armor you have provided for our protection. Help us to wear it daily and never to forget to put on a single piece of your protected gear. Each day, Lord, we will remember to put on the whole armor of God, to gird our lives with truth and wear the breastplate of righteousness, to shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace and buckle the shield of faith to our forearm, to place on our head the helmet of salvation and to take up the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. We thank you today, God. You say, study the word and show ourselves approved. Let it never depart from our eyes nor our lips. Meditate therein day and night, and we will find health and strength even to the marrow of our bones. We thank you, Lord, that the word, praying with all supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Father God, teach us how to walk in the word so we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In order to walk in the word, we need to study the word and show ourselves approved. Give us a clear sense concerning the spiritual warfare to which you have called. We realize the cunning craftiness of the enemy, and we desire to be prepared and equipped to stand against him in faith and power. We thank you today, God, that you did not give us the spirit of fear. We thank you today, God, that we have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We thank you today, God. We walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to remember, Lord, and that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principality, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. For these reasons, we need to equip ourselves each day, Lord, with your armor. Thank you for fighting for us and protecting us. We thank you, God, for the blood of Jesus that covered us, the shield of protection that is around us, which is your blood. Nothing can, your blood can never lose its power nor its stain. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Cover us in your blood right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we will be sober and vigilant, Lord, while wearing our armor, because our adversary, the devil, walks as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We resist him in the faith of your word. Lord, we thank you that Satan is a defeated foe. You say if we resist the devil, he will flee. The way we resist him with the word. The only thing the devil understands, saints, is the word of God. So study your word. Show yourself approved so we can tell the devil what's on our mind. We thank you, Lord, for your protection. Lord, we do not have to engage in spiritual warfare in the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Remember, Lord Jesus. Y'all remember the Lord Jesus. Remember what God said. We walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. We walk in the word, not in the flesh, not the way we want to do it. But Lord, teach us to do it your way. And if we walk in the spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The hardest thing in our life to bring under subjection is the flesh. So let's walk in the spirit so we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We thank you, Father God. Through your power, we will cast down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. God did not come to discourage us. He came to encourage us. And we will bring every thought into captivity and to obedience to the word of God in the name of Jesus. Father, we endure hardship as a soldier and will not entangle ourselves with the affairs of this life. Father God, we thank you that we are clay. and you are molding us, God. Shape us and mold us into what you want to be.